This is Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association President and Seaman High School Head Wrestling Coach Patrick Kelly. Welcome to the KWCA podcast featuring the new class of Hall of Fame inductees. In today's show, we'll be visiting with Delbert Erickson. Delbert will be part of the 2016 KWCA Hall of Fame class that also includes Dennis Charbonneau and David Ray. The induction will take place on October 8th in conjunction with our fall clinic in Salina. Having served as head coach at Newton High School in the late 90s, I have a connection with Coach Erickson, who brought the school three state titles. I want to start by relaying a story of the first time that I met Delbert in person. The wrestling room had gone through a major facelift in order to better recognize Newton state champions and medalists. The project took the efforts of many volunteers under the direction of local artist Albert Martinez, who himself was a three-time state champion for Newton. If you haven't seen the room, it's worth a look. I've never seen anything quite like it. It incorporates the history of wrestling itself with recognition of the Newton honorees. Very classy. I had given Coach an open invitation to stop up and see the room anytime. He happened to be coming through from Western Kansas on his way to Wichita. It was during the season, so I was excited that the team would get a chance to meet him. The visit was brief but meaningful. When Coach Erickson entered the room, he took it all in. He became overcome and teared up. He apologized for his emotions before meeting the team, giving a few words of wisdom, and posing for pictures. That brief snapshot told me a lot about who Coach Erickson was as a person and as a coach. It's an honor to have Delbert Erickson on the line today. Coach, welcome and congratulations on your Hall of Fame honor.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. To me, the Hall of Fame is about as great an honor as a coach can receive from his fellow coaches. And I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody that was involved in making this happen. This is a long-time dream come true. I'm feeling so honored.
Well, very good, and definitely worthy of the honor. Let's just jump right into the questions. How did you get started in wrestling?
Well, I grew up in Western Kansas on the farm. I was a farm boy, and I didn't get to see many athletic events. So when I got to high school, I was a small person as a freshman, very uncoordinated. I could hardly chew gum and walk at the same time, and I could see right away that running up and down the floor, bouncing a basketball, wasn't one of the things I was going to be able to do. So wrestling was more natural for me, so I decided to go out for wrestling, and I've never been sorry since.
Okay, very good. You know, some of us in the eastern part of the state are fairly recent. Our programs fairly recently got wrestling in comparison to Western Kansas. So that was something that at your school, they had it, you know, for a number of years. I mean, do you have siblings that were also wrestling before you, or had a specific coach that kind of recruited you into it, or how did that all fall into place?
Well, I had cousins and uncles that wrestled, and it was only natural I kind of followed the tradition as well. And I had an uncle that was one of the first state champions in the state of Kansas. He was in the program when I think there were about 19 schools in the state of Kansas that were wrestling. So I did have some connection there.
And I'm sorry, I don't know if I caught, what high school was it?
That was Atwood, out in northwest corner of Kansas, the Atwood Buffaloes.
Okay, great, great. So then take us to the point where you got the job at Newton. Had you, where'd you go to college? What did you do right out of college? Did you have other jobs before Newton? Fill in the gap from the time you exited high school to the time you got the position in Newton in relation to wrestling.
Okay. As I said, I grew up in Woods High School in Atwood, and Verl McClellan was my wrestling coach, and he encouraged me to come out. And I went to Fort Hays State College, and wrestled 1 year under Dave Winter. And from there, I went to St. Francis, Kansas, and was an assistant coach to Pudge Wilson, who was a head coach there. I learned more under that man. I learned more technique from him in 3 years than I have probably ever since. And from St. Francis, was there 3 years, and then went to Newton.
You were at Newton for 11 years, from 1969 through 1980. You took over from Speck White, who coached for five seasons. Prior to White was Hall of Fame coach Dave Winter, that you had mentioned was your coach at Fort Hays when you were there. He revived the program in 1958-59 after it was left fallow for 20 years. He had a successful five-year run that included three top five finishes, including a state title in 1962. During your tenure, the program exploded with three state titles and a runner-up finish. What challenges did you face, especially during that transition from Coach White?
Well, there's always a lot of turmoil when there's a change, and I didn't want to go through all that. So when it came wrestling season and I finally got a chance to meet with all the returning wrestlers, I told them that I wasn't going to try and change their style in any way or try to change what they were doing. I was going to take what they knew and improve on that and use that to build on. And probably the biggest challenge that I faced at Newton was the fact that we didn't have a junior high program, and all the freshmen were out for basketball. So a lot of the freshmen I didn't see until they were, they came in as sophomores, and then I got a few of them come in at that time. However, we did have three individuals that were able to reach the state competition, and they were state champions, and one of them was able to be a two-time state champion, so he's pretty much a natural athlete. But that was some of the problems we had.
Okay. So you're from Western Kansas and still reside there. After Newton, you retired and returned to your roots. The coach at Decatur Community High School in Oberlin asked you to come on as an assistant. He left a short time later, and you were given the opportunity to step back in the head coaching role. I believe, if I recall correctly, you had kind of a rough time of it getting buy-in from your athletes, coaches, and administration.
Have you ever heard of Murphy's Law?
I have.
Anything that can go wrong probably will. Well, that was kind of the situation that took place out there. I went back to Northwest Kansas. I didn't really understand why at the time. But in the first year that I was back, both of my parents became ill. We lost my mother within that year. My father had massive surgery, and I was taking over the farm operation. I was running about 120 head of brood cows and decided to try a part-time job teaching and took over the coaching position there at Oberlin.
Doesn't sound like much of a retirement.
It was not. I think I spread myself a little too thin because the timing was all wrong, and there were a lot of factors that were involved. The school's numbers of students was becoming less. In fact, today, most of the schools out here in 321A are having great difficulties filling a full squad. There just isn't enough numbers to do it. So I guess I just have to say the times were changing, and for me, it's a time that's best forgotten.
Okay, very good. We'll leave it at that. Let's circle back to your time in Newton a little bit here. Just talk about some of the memories, some of the good times, and in addition, some of the challenges. I mean, that was quite a run you had with those three titles and all those top finishes during that time. So just kind of reminisce a bit on some of those individuals and teams that you had while in Newton.
Well, this may take a while because there are so many good memories about Newton, Kansas. I mean, that was a highlight of my life. The first year that I was in Newton, we qualified, I don't know, it was four or five individuals for the state. And when the final matches were over with at the state tournament, we were 1.5 points behind first place, and we placed third. So it was a tight run. The most memorable year was the 72-73 year. To start that year out, I had twin sons that were born in December. And then in March, that was our first state championship team. And that was what you would call a dream team, because we were undefeated. We never lost a duel. We never lost a tournament. And they had shut out two other teams. They weren't even able to score a point on us. And it was just a fantastic year. Then the following year, 73 and 74, we were a repeat state champions. And we had a great number of wrestlers that showed up for the sport that season. I can't remember exactly how many, but one time there was 53 kids in the room, and that was just too many, or capacity wouldn't take it. And in fact, we had enough people to make three teams. One weekend, we took the varsity, and the varsity went down to Douglas for their varsity tournament, and Newton took first. And then we had our JV team that we went to Valley Center, and they placed second. And we had a freshman team that went to the Halstead varsity tournament, and they won that as freshmen. So
wow, what a group.
Really pretty proud of them. Yeah. And then we skipped a year there, so in 76 and 77, we won our third state championship match. And our third state champion, and that was quite a tournament. Yeah, in 76-77, we went to the state tournament. That was our third state championship team. We had no idea what we had before we went, because we'd had a better than average season. But when we got to the regional tournament, we had won that one very handily, and went on to Emporia to the state tournament, and had that one won in the semifinals. So it was a great experience.
Wow, sounds like it. That what a team there. It seems to me that whenever your name is brought up in the presence of your former wrestlers or coaching colleagues, I consistently hear things like great guy, high integrity. He cares more about the athletes than winning. I even heard an official say that if Delbert took you to the table, you knew you were probably messed up, because he doesn't question calls unless there's good reason. To me, that speaks to the importance you placed on building relationships and your reputation. What is your message to especially the young coaches out there who may believe that relationship building and reputation are not nearly as important as teaching the latest technique or getting the guys in shape?
Well, that's kind of a hard question, but to me, I would have to say that as a beginning coach, or as a coach period, you need to look at the whole picture. And there are many parts, but you as a coach have to fit them all together and keep them together. Well, it's like a big puzzle. Keep all the pieces together and keep working with them, and finally they'll fall into place and you can see what you finally achieved. As far as relationships and reputations, it's a coach's concern to set an example. What you do and what you say a lot of times is more important than what you don't do or say. So you kind of have to be aware and set the example for the kids.
All right, very good. Very good advice there. So you began your career nearly 50 years ago. What are the biggest changes that you've seen in the sport of wrestling over the years?
Well, there have been a lot of changes, and not so many, really, when you think about it. But the rules have changed a great deal, and the matches are more exciting than what they used to be because of the action that's created by the rule changes. And I think there's been a great improvement in the sport because of wrestling overall. It's because of the organizations like the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association and our national committees that are always willing to make it more spectator enjoyable. See your example, your conduct, and your behavior at the match, and what, as I said before, what you say and do many times is more important than what you do not say and do, or vice versa.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. Good advice there. Well, thank you for taking the time to visit with us. It is truly an honor, and we look forward to seeing you at the induction ceremony in October.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Kelly. I want to thank everyone that made this honor possible. And as I said before, this is a long-time dream come true for me. It kind of makes things come to a full circle. I can die a happy man now.